This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Ruling parties decide to finalize bills under consideration in Parliament at the earliest. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses building strong infrastructures using modern technology. Minister for Forest and Environment N. Madhusai Thackeray highlights collaboration for mitigating carbon emission at Petersburg Climate Dialogue. And Russia and Ukraine agree naval ceasefire in Black Sea. Now the news in detail. The ruling parties have decided to finalize the bills under consideration in Parliament as soon as possible. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sarath Singh Bhandari informed that discussions were held on the issue of quickly advancing the bill under consideration in Parliament at a meeting of top leaders of the ruling party held at Balwata yesterday evening. He said that in the meeting, contemporary issues including reaching a political consensus on the land-related ordinance were discussed. Prime Minister and CPN-UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli, President of Nepali Congress Sher Bahadur Deoba, Chairperson of Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Mahanta Thakur, Chairperson of Janamat Party CK Raut, Chairperson of Janata Samajwadi Party Ashok Rai and Chairperson of Nagarik Unmukti Party Ranjita Shrestha were present in the meeting. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has emphasized the importance of constructing strong infrastructures using modern technology. Speaking at the 10th National Convention of the Progressive Engineers Association Nepal in Lalitpur yesterday, Prime Minister Oli urged engineers to focus on building robust and safe structures. He highlighted the need for engineers to consider the country's unique geographical conditions when designing and constructing buildings. In a separate remark, the Prime Minister called on opposition parties to play a constructive and positive role in realizing the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. Minister for Forest and Environment N. Madhusai Thackeray has highlighted the need for collaboration among all the nations across the globe to mitigate carbon emissions. According to the Minister's Secretariat, while addressing the Petersburg Climate Dialogue in Berlin, Germany, Minister Shahi urged the government to give priority to issues such as balancing global warming and accelerating the mobilization of climate finance. Minister Shahi drew the attention of the world community to the fact that Nepal has been most affected by climate change breaks despite emitting negligible carbon emissions. On the occasion, he also informed about the Sagarmatha Sambad being organized by Nepal in Kathmandu from May 16 to 18. For the past 14 years, the German government has organized the Petersburg Climate Dialogue to promote the importance of multilateral role and international cooperation on climate change. The government has clarified the dismissal of Kulman Kissing, the managing director of Nepal Electricity Authority, from his post, stating that the decision was made to ensure good governance. At yesterday's press conference in Singha Darbar, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subbagurung, explained that the decision was based on necessity and justification, not political gain or loss. In other decisions, the cabinet approved the visit of a delegation led by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit in Thailand, scheduled from April 1st to 5th. The cabinet also approved a memorandum of understanding on tourism between Nepal and Thailand. Newly appointed Executive Director of the Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, Hitendra Man Shakya, has taken the oath of office. Minister for Energy, Water Resource and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, administered the oath of office to Shakya at the ministry yesterday. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held on Monday appointed Shakya to the position for the tenure of 4 years. On the occasion, Energy Minister Khadga directed the authorities concerned to immediately take ahead the process of recovering the dues to be taken by the NEA from the industrialist and remove the situation of power outage. Newly appointed Executive Director Shakir expressed his commitment to bring the NEA to a new height with a sense of determination. Ambassador of Thailand to Nepal Suaphong Sirisorn paid a courtesy call to Prime Minister KP Sharma only yesterday. Ambassador Sirisorn called on Prime Minister only before the first official visit of Nepal's Prime Minister to Thailand at the friendly invitation of Thai Prime Minister Pattongtarn Sinawatra. Kathmandu Metropolitan City has launched a free screening of breast and cervical cancer and early treatment campaign for women of reproductive age starting yesterday. The contact person for the program, Chandra Bhatta, shared that the one-month campaign in collaboration with the National Academy of Medical Sciences and Beer Hospital will run until April 25th. He added that this year the target group includes women aged 30 to 60 who were exempted from testing last year, as well as those who tested positive. To participate, individuals are encouraged to visit the Metropolitan City Urban Health Promotion Center, fill in the required details and receive a referral slip for testing. Japan's ambassador to Nepal, Maeda Toru, yesterday paid a courtesy call to Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal at the minister's office in Singhadarbar. During the meeting, Minister Dahal congratulated Ambassador Maeda on his appointment. He expressed appreciation for Japan's grants, assistance and technical support to Nepal's infrastructure, human resource development, environmental conservation, health, education and agricultural sectors. Granting permits has begun for spring mountaineering this year. According to the Department of Tourism, a total of 58 people, including 18 women and 40 men from 8 mountaineering groups, have obtained permission for climbing various peaks, including the Annapurna one. Climbers from 24 countries, including Nepal, have so far taken permission for mountaineering this season. Spring season is considered an ideal time for climbing peaks, including Everest. An online system has been launched to make justice system more simple and convenient. The new system will send notices about hearing dates to the offices of the chief attorney in all 7 provinces as assigned by the Supreme Court. Launching the system, Chief Justice Prakash Mansingh Rao shared that justice system must be reformed and for that improvement in technology was essential. The Supreme Court has been giving priority to the use of information technology with an objective of making judicial service easy, smooth and effective, as well as to develop court as paperless institution. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Russia and Ukraine have agreed to a naval ceasefire in the Black Sea in separate deals with the US after 3 days of peace talks in Saudi Arabia. According to the BBC, Washington has said all parties would continue working toward a durable and lasting peace in statements announcing the agreements which would reopen an important trade route. The White House added that they have also committed to develop measures to implement a previously agreed ban on attacking each other's energy infrastructure. But Russia said the naval ceasefire would only come into force after a number of sanctions against its food and fertilizer trade were lifted. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the deal to halt strikes in the Black Sea was a step in the right direction. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the parts of country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Kosi Gandaki and Karnali province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high mountainous region of Kosi Gandaki and Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling parties decide to finalize bills under consideration in Parliament at the earliest. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses building strong infrastructures using modern technology. Minister for Forest and Environment N. Bahadur Shai Thackeray highlights collaboration for mitigating carbon emission at Petersburg Climate Dialogue. And Russia and Ukraine agree naval ceasefire in Black Sea. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.